Sheriff Claxton and Vicky followed the pipeline to the west. Rachel, Abra, and Tom headed east. They all took turns calling for Claude and Scratch. Hoot owls answered them, and coyotes called to them. Rachel suddenly felt tired and discouraged. When they approached the steep side of a pond, she didn't think she'd be able to climb it. Dirt began to cascade down the slope toward them. The beam of Tom's flashlight caught Scratch. The dog's frantic movements were sending dirt and rocks down the slope. They struggled to the top of the embankment and looked down into the pond. In the moonlight, the surface of the water had a strange shine. Whining, Scratch ran around the pond. Rachel followed his movements and saw a shape in the water. The water in the pond was up to Claude's chin. He didn't answer when they called and didn't stir when they splashed into the water. Only when Tom touched his neck did Claude open his eyes. "I was afraid I was dreaming," he said, "dreaming about being rescued. I'd have gotten out of here myself, but I think my leg's broken." Sheriff Claxton told Claude that help was on the way. After the ambulance arrived and took Claude away, Rachel finally relaxed. A week later, Rachel watched workers from the oil company continue to clean up the oil spill. It was hard to imagine that a small hole in the pipe had created such a huge mess. The hole had been repaired, but the pond was being drained and the soil carted away. The sun glinted off an oil-soaked rock. Rachel picked it up for a souvenir. She wanted something to remind her of what had happened to the pond. Rachel tore a sheet of paper out of her small notebook that she now carried everywhere and carefully wrapped up the stained rock. Claude's leg was healing. She and Abra were grounded for 2 weeks, but they were still best friends. They were still a team.